You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Slated for a July launch, the Euclid satellite will scan the depths of the universe in order to help astronomers and other scientists better understand physics and the origins of the universe. The 2-ton satellite will be launched on a SpaceX rocket, and it features two sets of imaging equipment capable of taking photos of parts of the universe 10 billion years old. I spoke to Richard Easter, University of Auckland cosmologist, about the Euclid satellite. I started by asking him what astronomers hope to uncover.
I mean, when I say photographs of galaxies, what it's actually going to do is take measure the position of millions of galaxies in the sky, and also their distances through measuring their spectra or redshift. And what that's going to do is give us a three-dimensional picture of the structure of the universe. And because the universe evolves time, the further away we look from the Earth, the further back we're seeing. So we can get a sense of how the structure in the universe on the larger scales has evolved over maybe 10 billion years.
The Euclid mission is optimized to determine the properties of dark energy and dark matter on universal scales. What is dark matter, and how does it relate to the expansion of the universe?
So dark matter doesn't relate as directly to the expansion of the universe as dark energy, but dark matter is, we think when we look at galaxies, when we look at the atoms, the stars, and the everything that's made out of stuff that we can touch and feel, that accounts for maybe 20% of the mass of the galaxy that we infer from measuring its gravitational field. And we think that the difference is made up of dark matter, or stuff that isn't made out of atoms.
How will the Euclid mission help determine the origin of the universe?
So not so much the origin directly, but what we try to do as cosmologists is not just to know that the universe began with a Big Bang, but also to understand how the universe evolved from that moment when it was very hot and very dense and with no structures, no stars, no galaxies, no planets, to what we see today. And so Euclid will help us figure out the narrative of, how it is that the universe has evolved as a function of time, and how we build up, big galaxies like the Milky Way, like the galaxy that the Earth and the Sun are located inside of.
How will the Euclid mission impact our understanding of the laws of physics?
It could make a big difference. It's going to test gravity, our understanding of gravity, which is the best understanding we have is the general theory of relativity. And it's going to test the predictions that general relativity makes for the evolution of the universe and the evolution of what we call structure. So the way that galaxies are organized and split, they form these big structures and eventually this kind of large, like web-like structure. And Euclid will test the evolution of that, and will test the ability of general relativity to explain what we see in the sky.
Do you think that relativity will hold up, or do you think it's possible something new will be discovered?
It's definitely possible. It's always a bad idea to bet against general relativity. The theory survived everything we've thrown at it for more than 100 years now. But it's certainly possible that we'll learn a surprise. And also, it's also true that we've never really been able to test general relativity on scales like this in terms of sensitivity. So it's definitely making experiments observations in ways that we hadn't been able to do previously. So yeah, we don't know until we do it.
In rough terms, what components make up the Euclid satellite, particularly its imaging devices?
So the Euclid satellite is a space telescope, essentially. It's a little bit smaller than the Hubble telescope from memory. The main mirror is a bit more than a meter across. So not huge as if it was a ground-based telescope, but it gets to observe the universe without having to look through the atmosphere. And it has two components. It has an imager, something that takes pictures of the sky. And also it has a spectrograph that allows it to measure the way the detailed colors of light that are produced by different galaxies. And from that, we can work out the redshift that is associated with the expansion of the universe, and thus this is what we're looking at.
And you mentioned that it won't have to look through the atmosphere. I saw a statistic that, or a fact that it will be able to image five times more than a ground-based telescope would. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, so the two things that limit how much detail a telescope can see, especially just the bigger the telescope, the more detail it's able to resolve. But the second thing is, even if you've got a very big telescope and it sits on the ground, it's very hard, you know, it's going to look at the sky through the atmosphere and the kind of, you know, the shimmering of the atmosphere, the same thing that causes stars to twinkle, means that that those images will be slightly distorted. And particularly if you want to take an image of a big patch of the sky, you know, all at once, then it's very hard to remove that distortion using, you know, fancy technology from the ground. And for that kind of survey, it's often easier to go into space. And so that's what the Euclid mission is going to do.
That was Richard Easter, University of Auckland astrophysicist, on the upcoming Euclid space mission.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.